Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Friends to Count On. Snow White glanced around her. It was very peaceful in the thicket, and the sun was shining in the blue sky. It had looked different at night. She had been so afraid. "What do you do when things go wrong?" Snow White asked the woodland animals who had come to gaze at the lovely princess. As the birds began to sing, she joined them. Singing always made her feel better. Then she asked the animals if they knew a place where she might stay. They led Snow White to a clearing, where she noticed a charming little cottage. When Snow White entered, there was no one home. The room was dirty, with dishes piled high in the sink and clothes tossed about. As she counted the adorable little chairs at the table, Snow White thought 7 untidy children must live in this cottage. "Perhaps they have no mother," she thought sadly. Deciding to surprise them by cleaning and making dinner, Snow White sang a cheerful song as she worked. The squirrels, chipmunks, deer, raccoon, and birds helped her dust, wash, and sweep. Snow White put soup on to cook, then climbed upstairs where she discovered 7 little beds. Names were carved into each one. Doc, Happy, Sneezy, Dopey, Grumpy, Bashful, and Sleepy. What strange names for children, she thought. But the beds looked wonderfully inviting, and she was awfully tired. As she lay across 3 of the small mattresses, the birds covered her tenderly with a blanket, and Snow White fell fast asleep. Soon 7 dwarves came home.
"The whole house is clean," Doc exclaimed.
Nervously, they tiptoed upstairs. Seeing a large form under the sheets, they assumed it was a monster and got ready to attack as Snow White began to stir. Surprised, they stared at the beautiful girl.
"An angel," whispered Bashful.
But Grumpy thought differently.
"All females are poison," he insisted.
The nervous dwarves hid behind the bed. The princess was startled as they peeked at her over the footboards.
"Oh, you're little men," she cried happily.
Smiling, she guessed their names and explained how she had been sent away by her stepmother, the queen.
"She tried to kill me," Snow White told them, but Grumpy was unsympathetic.
"Send her away," he yelled, nervous about the evil queen's black magic.
"She won't find me here," the princess promised. "And I'll wash and keep the house and cook."
The dwarves thought of the apple dumplings and gooseberry pies that Snow White could make.
"She stays," they all agreed.
Happily, they followed her downstairs, and she went to check on the soup.
"Wash up or you'll not get a bite to eat," said Snow White as she checked their dirty hands.
Although the dwarves dreaded soap and water, they wanted to make the princess happy. After dinner, they played music and dance. Even Grumpy played the pipe organ. Never had they had so much fun or laughed so hard.
"Now you should do something," they urged Snow White. She began to tell them a story about a princess who fell in love.
"Was it you?" they asked. And she nodded, remembering the charming prince who had appeared as she was singing at the wishing well. Startled, Snow White had run into the castle, but when the prince serenaded her, she looked out on the balcony.
"He was so romantic," she told her new friends.
She had sent him a kiss on the wings of a dove. Sighing dreamily, the dwarves gave Snow White their cozy beds for the night. Even Grumpy was happy that she stayed.
"I'm warning you, don't let nobody or nothing in the house," he said the next morning as he left for work.
"Why, Grumpy, you do care."
Snow White smiled as Grumpy stomped away. Then she kissed Dopey tenderly and sent him on his way. Forgetting Grumpy's warning, Snow White allowed a poor old woman into the house that afternoon. The old woman offered her an apple, and not suspecting that it was the queen in disguise, the poor girl took one bite of the poison apple and fell to the floor. Sadly, the dwarves and forest animals grieved for their beloved princess until the day a prince appeared, having heard the story of a lovely girl in a glass coffin. Recognizing her as the princess he had been searching for, he kissed her. Slowly, Snow White awakened. The happy prince lifted her in his arms as the dwarves and animals rejoiced around them. Cheerfully giving each of her friends a goodbye kiss, Snow White turned to her true love. As the birds sang, the happy couple walked toward a golden castle where they lived happily ever after. The end.